Well, here on WYKR on Fridays, we usually take a few minutes and we chat with a lot of our different listeners in the WYKR listening area. And once in a while, we have some of the students and the teachers show up from some of the local schools. And let's see, most recently, we had Mike Ackerman in here with some of the students as they had their antique fair in the community building in Woodsville. This time, something a little bit different and probably quite a lot more serious, as the students at Woodsville High School, including a lot of different businesses in the WYKR listening area, are going to take part in SAD, which is the Students Against Destructive Decisions, and it's going to happen right there on the campus at Woodsville High School. We have a couple of students and also a teacher that are with us today. They're going to tell us more about that. And before we get into it in detail, let's introduce Rod Hill. How you doing, Rod?
Yep, it's Rod Hull.
Hull,
yep.
I'm sorry, I was going to say that. And you're a teacher at Woodsville?
I am. I'm the driver ed teacher.
Teach anything else?
Computers.
Computers.
Two computer classes.
All right, good. All right. And Libby Hilliard is with us.
Yes.
How you doing, Libby?
I'm doing well.
All right, good. Thank you very much. And what year are you at Woodsville?
I'm a junior.
And we've got Michael Gwynn. How you doing, Mike?
Good, and you?
Good. What year are you?
I'm a junior also.
Okay, two juniors. And our teacher. What classes do you teach there? Juniors, seniors, sophomores?
Freshmen all the way through 12. Okay. I teach advanced multimedia and computer applications.
Okay. How many years you been at Woodsville?
6 years.
Okay, good. Thanks for coming in with the students today.
Thank you.
All right. We remind our listeners this actually is an event that actually will have taken place as we're listening. This is a pre-recorded piece that's running on Friday the 11th here at WYKR. And we also want to remind our listeners, too, that more information about this will be available probably in our local papers next week. And you can also go to our website at wykr.com, click on Sound Education, and once you get there, click on Woodsville High School, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety. So let's start first with SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions. So this is an event that Woodsville High School actually has been having for quite a few years, haven't they? Do they do it every year or bi-yearly?
The mock crash is done every 4 years.
Okay.
We try to do it every 4 years. So it has an influx of new students coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets to experience it.
Okay. How many times has Woodsville High School done this now, then, if it's every 4 years?
This is the second time I've been involved.
Okay.
But actually, the SAD chapter is one of the originals when SAD was developed.
That's right.
As many years ago as that was.
Yeah.
But it's been around a long time.
Yeah. So this has changed a little bit in its dynamics because it was more probably about drunk driving and drugs then, whereas you're going to tell us some statistics. This is more around what?
It's all about any dangerous decisions that kids could potentially make, from drugs, alcohol, to distractions, to even drowsy driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's about good decisions, destructive decisions.
Okay. Inside the vehicle, whether you're driving or not.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, so give us some statistics then about this before we actually talk about the program. Are you going to do it or you want them to?
I can talk about texting and driving and the dangers of distractions.
All right, let's do that. And then we'll talk more with Libby and Michael about their activities with this event, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do that first.
Okay, I'm here today to talk about not texting and driving. And the reason for that is because texting and driving kills. And it's known as the new DWI. That's driving while intoxicated. Intoxicated.
Okay. Haven't heard that before. That's a new one.
Okay. The fact is teens and adults do text behind the wheel. Driving while texting involves everything from LOL to TTYL, talk to you later. Those important messages must be shown. And in fact, in our culture and our society today, it's considered an insult if we get a text message and we don't answer it within 5 minutes. The person on the sending end of it tends to be insulted. We have a epidemic in this country with this issue. In 2011, at least 23% of all auto collisions involve cell phones. That's 1.3 million crashes. Okay? The minimum amount of time your attention is taken away from the road when you're sending a text is 5 seconds. So if you're traveling at 55 miles an hour, that equals driving the length of a football field without looking at the road. So you might as well drive with your eyes closed. Would anybody do that?
Wow.
At 55 to 65 miles an hour, you're driving.
If you think about it.
With your eyes closed.
Really?
With the longest eyes off the road time of all distracted driving activities, text messaging makes a crash up to 23 times more likely. If you're trying to send a text, the chances are you're 23 times more likely to be involved in a crash. If you're dialing your phone, it's 2.8 times more risk. Talking and listening is 1.3 times more risk. Reaching for your device is 1.4 times more risk. And texting is a big temptation for teens. 13% of drivers age 18 to 20 involved in car wrecks admitted to texting or talking on the mobile devices at the time of the crash. 34% of teens say that they text while driving. 82% of all Americans age 16 to 17 own cell phones today. 52% say they have talked on the cell phone while driving. Some don't think it's a big problem. But 77% of young adults are very or somewhat confident that they can safely text while driving. Mm. 55% of young adults claim it's easy to text while they drive, but it is a problem. Teens who text while driving spend approximately 10% of their driving time outside of their lane. When I'm in that driver's ed car with students, I teach students today in driver's ed to drive over near the white line because so many people cross over that double yellow, and I see it every day. I put hundreds of miles per week on the car, and I see it all the time, people coming close to that yellow line or crossing over.
Yeah. I've had to leave the road a few times. And you can see that the person coming at you was looking down. You don't know if they're texting or if they're on their music device or whatever the case may be, but they're not paying attention to the road.
And another thing in this area where internet services is slim, many students have told me that their friends are actually driving around to where there's wireless access, where they can pick up a signal to download music while they're driving.
Is there a particular website that's really good for our listeners that they could go to get more information about those statistics that you just gave to us, Rod?
Actually, the website is www.textinganddrivingsafety.com.
Okay. So if they were to Google it, if they didn't get that, they could check it out.
Texting and driving safety.
Yeah. So what do you teach in the classroom before you actually go out, or when you are in the classroom and you're doing, you know, both, what do you teach the students about those things that you just talked to us about?
In this age group, new drivers all the way up to as late as 25 years of age, there's what's called the four deadly D's, and that's drinking and driving, drugging and driving, distracted driving, and drowsiness. Mm. Those are the four categories that cause the most problems. AT&T has put on a event where it's their program is called It Can Wait. And in that program, there's a video that's called The Last Text. If people went to YouTube and just Googled, put on YouTube The Last Text, it's stories of people who have sent a text message to someone they knew, and that person had crashed their car trying to respond to that person. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine.
Right.
I can't imagine being the one to send a text message knowing that the person crashed their car while trying to respond. Mm-hmm. So I hit that topic hot and heavy with the kids because I drill it into their brains that it's not acceptable, it's not good, and it's simply not safe. And one of the facts of this is, it's kind of interesting, it's no longer teens, okay? There's actually more adults now who are texting and driving than kids.
Well, the kids are fresh out of having the education, and people like you that are teaching them.
Exactly.
So hopefully they're getting it, and us adults could take some lessons from them.
And that's basically what's happening, what's going on.
Hey, let's talk with a couple of your students. We've got a couple of juniors here from Woodsville High School that are part of the SAD, which is Students Against Destructive Decisions, which is a three-day event happening on the campus at Woodsville High School this week, correct?
Yes.
All right. So are you guys getting it when you go through his class for driver's ed? Are you out there still texting and driving, and are you friends?
I personally don't text and drive because I don't want to risk other people's lives or mine.
Yeah. So do you guys have cell phones?
I do have a cell phone.
Do your friends have cell phones?
Yes, they do.
So when you guys aren't driving, you're just sitting around having pizza or something and talking about this particular thing. Does it ever come up in conversation about texting and driving? Is it something you guys talk about?
I'm sure it's come up a couple times. It's not like a big topic really? We talk about.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about you, Michael? You talk about it?
No? I don't talk about it a whole lot.
Really? Okay. So let's talk about SAD then. It's a mock crash, and it's going to be on the campus of Woodsville High School, and it's a three-day event. Now, how come it's 3 days? What's going on to make it a three-day event?
Well, Wednesday, the first day, the actual crash takes place, and then Thursday, we'll have the funeral, and then Friday, we'll have the trial.
Okay.
So we want students to get an overall view of not just the crash, but everything that happens after the crash.
Yeah, the whole process.
Yes.
So you're going to have the accident, I assume, because Ricker Funeral Home is involved with this, there's going to be a death. And then will you actually go to the courthouse, or is a judge going to come to the campus, Woodsville High School?
We're going to have the trial held at the school, but we're going to have an actual judge and an actual trial take place so the students can see, like, what consequences you will get, like, if you ever drink and drive, and to show them what it can actually do and the consequences you'll have to face.
So what's your involvement with this during the three-day event? What's your responsibilities?
I'm more for publicity.
Okay.
And I take care of a lot of, like, the newspapers coming and all that. And I'm in charge, well, not in charge, but in the group for setup and cleanup. Right. So I'll be setting up mostly.
You, Michael?
I'm publicity and setup and cleanup too, so.
Okay. How about your colleagues on the campus, your other students? What are they doing? And how many people are involved with this? As far as students?
We have 4 actors that will be in the crash, and the trial and the funeral. And then we have multiple other, I don't have an exact number of how many students, but.
But you try to get some of the student body involved.
We have a lot of the involvement from the student body.
Some of the teachers are involved as well?
Yeah, we have our SAD advisors, Mrs. Farr and Mrs. Tierney. Okay. They play a big role for this.
Awesome. Libby Hilliard and Michael Gwynn are with us today, including Rod Hall. He's the driver's ed teacher at Woodsville High School. Haverhill Police Department, Ricker Funeral Home, Cottage Hospital, Lavoie's Auto Care Center, Woodsville Emergency Services, Woodsville Fire Department, North Haverhill United Methodist Church, the Grafton County Attorney's Office, and listed Antique Rose, as well as your local medias, which would include the Journal Opinion, the Bridge Weekly Showcase, and WYKR, are also involved with this. Let's get back to Rod Hull for just a moment. What's your involvement with this? Anything?
As far as I'm doing this radio announcement, mm-hmm. as far as the dangers of distractions and driving, I'm also helping with technical support, running computers and some of the sound, helping them set up for that.
So this is going to be videoed for future reference for students to see or anybody else? Or can't you do that?
I don't believe it is going to be videoed.
Is there a reason why? Legality? Or you just didn't think of it?
I just don't think we do. We have a lot of photographers there, so we can make, like, scrapbooks and stuff after for people to look back on it.
All right.
This program is outstanding. The community involvement is incredible. Everyone comes in and they take apart a car. It's the EMTs use the jaws of life. The fire department use the jaws of life to get the alleged victim out of the car. It's just phenomenal and it's very powerful. Mm. Could I go back to the...
Certainly can.
Okay. I mentioned earlier that many students that I talk to now say that adults are texting and driving more than they do. Mm-hmm. And some statistics on that I'd just like to share real
Definitely,
quick.
Definitely, sure.
Okay. A lot of kids say, but adults do it too. 48% of young drivers have seen their parents drive while talking on a cell phone. Okay, 15% of young drivers have seen their parents text and drive. 27% of adults have sent or received text messages while driving. 48% of kids aged 12 to 17 have been in a car while the driver was texting. The fact is, when it comes to this issue of distractions and driving, as well as seatbelt use, kids will not do it if they see their parents not doing it as well. Mm. If the most influential person in a child's life is their parents.
Yeah, sir. If mom and dad can do it, I can do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's one of the challenges that we have trying to stop this behavior, because it's just so dangerous.
So there's a difference between talking on your cell phone in the car versus having a normal conversation with somebody sitting next to you. The way your brain reacts, I guess, from what I've heard and read.
Exactly. There's been several studies that have gone on. I can't quote them at this point, but yeah. I know that even hands-free, talking hands-free, we tend to concentrate more on the topic of what we're discussing rather than the driving task. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking to someone in the car, that's different because the person is there. But when you're talking over a device, you're thinking about what you're doing. You have to look at your phone, mm-hmm. okay? You have to pay attention to that device itself, especially when it comes to teens in that situation. In today's world of technology, relationships begin and end sometimes on Facebook, sometimes over the phone. I've known kids where their boyfriend or girlfriend have found out that they were getting, that their boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with them through a text message. Mm-hmm. Now, when they're learning how to drive and something like that happens, then their emotions become involved. Mm-hmm. And that even adds to the problem.
It only makes sense that it would. So are you thinking about having classes for adults so that they can get a refresher on how bad it is to text and drive and talking to your cell phone and all that stuff, so that they can be a better model for the young kids coming up?
Well, I'm not so sure that a class would be appropriate, but mm-hmm. just the educational component, sure. just getting the word out mm-hmm. of just how dangerous it is.
Sure.
Myself, I can share a story with you real quick.
Definitely.
My daughter, I have a daughter who's 23. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do this for a living. I'm a driver's ed teacher. I teach safety. My daughter is 23. When she was 18 years old, she had a job about 30 miles from her house. She'd get off work at 9:30. I'd be sitting in my living room at 9:30 at night. I would send her a text message.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, where are you going? Mm-hmm. You going to see your boyfriend? You coming home? Mm-hmm. And it never occurred to me that I was setting my daughter up for a crash.
Certainly, yeah.
Because right. she felt that responsibility to answer me.
Yeah.
Well, in that text message.
It's new technology that's really evolved in the last less than 10 years.
Exactly. And that's another reason that it makes it so dangerous.
Yeah.
You completely take your eyes off the road.
Yeah.
When you're trying to answer that text message.
Wow. So you guys are juniors at Woodsville High School. That means you have another year on campus. What are you thinking about doing when you get out of Woodsville High School? And you're free to the world. Do whatever you want.
I'm planning on going to college.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking at schools already?
Farmington in Maine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about you, Michael?
I'm looking mostly at nursing programs.
Really?
Looking at going into the medical field.
Certainly. So do either one of you go to Riverbend now, or do you just stay on Woodsville High School's campus?
Woodsville.
Okay, good. All right. Both juniors. We've been talking with Libby Hilliard, Michael Gwynn. Appreciate you guys for coming in. Taking time out of your busy schedule at school. Like, that was difficult to do, right? And your involvement was SAD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great project, and I realize it only comes around every 4 years. You guys won't be here for the next project.
Nope.
Will you? Teacher?
I plan on staying here till I retire.
Do you? Good. Good to have you coming in to make this part of our listeners' lives and to educate them a little bit on the disastrous results that can happen if you're texting and driving. There's other things that you can be doing in the vehicle as well, though. You can be listening to your CD player, getting a CD out, texting, talking on your cell phone. What are some of the other things? I know we talked about drugs and drinking and driving, which is...
Any time of distraction. Distractions are defined as anything that takes the driver off the task of driving.
Yeah.
You know, you have the people that drive down the road with a sandwich in one hand and a drink in the other. Mm. People with the newspapers, people with laptops, okay? I've seen, when you spend as much time on the road as I do, you see all sorts of different behaviors.
How many students do you put through in the course of a year?
Roughly 65. 65 per year come through my driver.
And how many hours per student?
It's 10 hours in the car, 30 hours in the classroom. My program at the minimum is 30 hours. My program tends to run around 42 to 43 hours of classroom time.
Yeah.
And I actually do extra things with the kids. For example, I have a golf cart. and I run them through an obstacle course showing them different distractions.
Okay.
Libby did that.
Yeah.
I did.
So, Libby, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, tell us.
Well, we had a golf cart, and he set up a little course we had to drive through, and we had to put on these goggles where it was like it alters your vision so you can't really see clearly. Like,
okay.
And you had to drive with him and try to go around the obstacle course.
Ah.
So it kind of gave you a look on like what drunk driving would look
sure.
like.
Yeah.
And then he had us text and drive
mm-hmm.
with our phones to see if we could send a text message and still stay on the road. And obviously you can't do that very
no.
well because you're distracted.
Okay.
So
did you have to do it in your class too, Michael?
No, I did not.
Yeah, okay. Well, sounds like it works.
It's anything that we can do
yeah.
is another thing I use is a simulator, which it's a simulator that's on loan through Dartmouth through the Injury Prevention Center
mm-hmm.
That mimics driving while intoxicated
mm-hmm.
and also gives them distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finished doing that with my current class last
yeah.
week.
Yeah.
So
nothing like trying to experience the real thing, right?
That's
a great learning tool.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, SAD, Students Against Destructive Decisions, happening on the campus of Woodsville High School. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday event, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. What time of the day?
The crash will happen in the morning, so we'll have like a delayed school schedule so the kids can see it.
Okay, and that's the first day.
Yep, and then Thursday and Friday we'll have an early release schedule, so the funeral and the trial will happen after all our classes have finished for the day.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be after school?
No, it's just the early release schedule, so we'll get, like, the classes will finish at 1 and school will get out at 3, so
okay.
we'll do that. We just really want this to make a big impact on our student body, so
sure.
they won't ever want to do something like this.
A lot to it.
It
yeah,
is.
Thanks.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, thanks for your hard efforts. So we've had Michael Gwynn, Libby Hilliard, and teacher Rod Hull in talking with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.